Live Line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry, bringing you great savings on curtains and bedding. Available all year in store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Live Line. 51551 is our text number. We're back onto these sites which people have been talking and asking it about. By the way, some people got products from Kira Cork and Fiona Dublin. They all have these Irish locations in them. So like Kelly Kildare, O'Connor Kildare, Kelly Galway. So you presume when you wanted a site, and they're very sophisticated sites, that they are an Irish company and everything that that brings with it into your head and indeed into the reputation. Now, Martin Tiernan, Martin, what shop are you talking about online?
Good afternoon there, Joe. I'm talking about O'Connor Kildare.
O'Connor Kildare.
Yeah, and this saga began on the 29th of October.
Okay.
When I got a message which said there was a sale on.
Of course.
And basically, I bought a jacket,
Good man.
Now, this jacket was supposed to be a winter jacket.
Yeah.
And I ordered it in burgundy.
Oh, lovely.
Now, between the 29th of October and the 3rd of October, I had about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 emails from them telling me that the shipment was on the way and thanks you for your order, shipping up, update, your order will arrive soon, update your order,
yeah,
and then you like this product. So I got the product, I think it was on the 7th of November.
Okay, and it was the jacket as advertised, so to speak.
Oh, stop. It was absolutely cruel. I have a small dog here, and I can guarantee you it wouldn't fit it. It wouldn't fit her. She's a small Shih Tzu.
Oh, Shih Tzu, appropriately enough. And it was...
And
yeah, okay. So, by the way,
Connor,
how much did you pay for this, Martin?
$79.99.
And that was reduced, of course.
Oh, of course, it'd be probably about 200, you know.
At least. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
after you got the jacket onto you, what's your Shih Tzu's name?
Heidi.
Say again?
H-E-I-D-I.
Yeah, Heidi, as in Swiss. Heidi.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Yeah,
That's right.
Yeah. So Heidi is wearing the jacket that was bought for you. Is there any way you can get your 70, if Heidi doesn't take to it, is there any way you can get your €78 back?
Not a hope. Not a hope. Now, you see, the one thing that I didn't do is I looked up the site all right and I found out a lovely site. Very well done.
Oh,
professionally
professionally
done.
Beautiful photographs.
Three or four people, a man and three beautiful looking women.
Yeah.
In different positions and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, but there was no telephone.
Yes.
No phone number, so I couldn't get onto them. Now, I ordered the jacket in burgundy, you know, kind of wine colour.
Well, it is your colour, Martin. A lot of people say that.
Actually, I know they do.
And it brings out your your beautiful turquoise eyes.
They're plenty of joy. You can see through the phone.
Of course, I can. Yeah.
No one's safe. Now, anyhow,
yes.
The colour I got, I was describing it to your researcher early on. The colour I got, I can only describe it as jaundice.
Okay.
Now, I know there's no colour on the chart called jaundice,
yes,
but this is what it looks like. I'm being polite now there. I'm being polite. And it's so light, actually. And then I put it on two-thirds. Sleeves are about two-thirds long for my arms.
Yes.
And I couldn't find the size until I went down to the bottom. And there it was. Extra large.
Extra large for who? For Shih Tzus?
Well, yeah. I get her head in the pocket of it, but that's about it. Oh, desperate. I mean, it's a winter jacket. A winter jacket is supposed to be warm.
Okay.
You know, it's absolutely disgraceful. And, you know, I know that other people have probably been, I won't use the word I was told not to use, fooled into buying this as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, there's nothing I can do about it. But the reason I'm on your show is to alert other people, just in case that they might get caught in the same way. Because your money is gone. Now, as well as that, they had, PayPal, and Apple Pay.
Okay.
Now, I must have paid my... I think I paid by Apple Pay. Apple Pay is the simplest one to use. Because if I was buying something from a site like that normally, I wouldn't put in the number of my credit card on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be only for the dog license now or for the television license, you know, just in case anyone's listening. I do have the TV license. Now, that's the story for me. So
now, the website is very impressive, as you say. And in fact, on the O'Connor Kildare website, O'ConnorKildare.com, they have a photograph of Dave O'Connor.
Oh, they have, yes.
Who's not Dave O'Connor?
They have
founder.
Dave,
hope you know Martin. Dave, he looks fantastic. Doesn't he look fantastic?
Oh, he's a co-owner,
yeah. Oh, look at the set of teeth on him. They're queuing up to get out of his mouth. They're so gorgeous.
And there's Lily.
Yeah, well, no, Daisy. Well, let me tell you about Dave O'Connor. Dave is the driving force behind the company with his keen eye for fashion and clothing. He brings the world's most amazing trends to Kildare.
Yes. Daisy, yeah,
Daisy is the co-owner.
Yeah, and she's the head of something else as well.
Yeah, but then they call her Daisy in the headline, but then they call her Kathy in the copy. They say Kathy has been leading our online and in-store retail operations since day one, Martin. She carefully selects the best trendy clothing and tailors the online experience to meet our customers' needs. Now, if you do this thing with this reverse image of Dave O'Connor, we've been doing it non-stop since this whole thing started. Dave O'Connor, the photograph is, his name isn't Dave O'Connor, his name isn't even in it. It's a headshot session you can buy. They're online. They're online.
Yes.
And
so far,
this person, a very good-looking person with the beautiful teeth, has been used legitimately to sell different products as well and brochures. But obviously, if you want to use his image, you pay for it. So the fact is, in fairness, they do actually send you something, Martin. You with me?
Yeah, well, I would be delighted if they didn't bother sending me anything.
Okay.
I had to go for the trouble of opening the package, you know.
Okay, let me...
And then finding this thing, you know.
Okay, let me stay with us, Martin. joe@rt.ie. Right, okay. We're talking about this list of companies. O'Connor Kildare, Kira Cork, Vaughan Kildare, Kyra Kildare, Kira Dublin, Doherty Kildare, Shea Dublin, Maeve Dublin, Fiona Dublin, also known as Fiona Quinn, Kelly Galway, Smith Kildare, Murray Dublin. No connection with any people of that name or any connection with that name. These are these sites that they, and obviously the key to what they get in there is the Irish Dublin, Kildare, Kerry, Galway. For people obviously believe, well, I'm buying something from wherever reputable place it is in the west of Ireland or Kerry. But Helen, joe@rt.ie. What's your experience?
Hello, Joe.
How are you, Helen?
Good, thanks.
That's good.
Mine was Kelly Galway.
Oh, lovely.
Now, I'm going back to August.
Okay, well, that's not too
early
far
August.
Back. Yeah.
And, of course, I did see it on Facebook, which I thought, these look nice. You know, looked very nice, actually.
And what was the name on your website, do you remember?
Kelly Galway.
Oh, yes, sir, you're Kelly Galway. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So then, I went into their website.
Yes. Impressive.
So somebody told me never buy through Facebook. So I went in and Googled the website and this looks okay. And I was picking these jumpers. They were very nice.
Of course.
And I thought they were kind of Galway, you know, like an Aran sweater.
Of course, the name is the giveaway, Kelly Galway.
Yes. So I ordered them anyway and they were, not 100%, I think they were about $89.95 reduced to half price.
Of course.
And I thought, God, this is great. So then... You go down a little bit and then they said, oh, well, if you buy two, I think you get 15% off.
Yes.
And I thought,
hang on. Yeah.
And then further down, if you buy three, you get 25% off.
The temptation, Helen.
I thought, this is great. Three nice jumpers for the winter. Yeah. And I don't want to buy any more.
Yes.
So I ordered them.
Yes.
So the whole lot came to $95.88. And they said, I think it was a saving of 144
euros.
At
least.
So anyway, I sent off with them anyway. And I think it's nearly a month now. That is why I wanted to let that lady know she will probably get her dress.
Yeah, but what would she get, Helen? What did you get?
Oh, well, Well, you see, now, when the parcel came a month later, I thought, that's a bit light for three Aran sweater jumpers.
Okay, yeah.
You know, when I opened them.
Yeah.
Now, they looked all right.
And was there
there was no label on them.
Was there a Conte na Galva postmark on
no.
the box? Oh, no, hello.
It's a long way off from China somewhere.
Okay, you opened the box.
Well, it wasn't even a box. It was just a plastic.
Okay.
You know, a plastic piece of
yes. plastic.
And there was no label on the jumpers. And when I went underneath, you know, there was a tag underneath at the side, made in China. Mm. Well, I was disgusted.
But what was the product like?
Well, not a bit poor quality, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
It looked all right, but no, you get them. Team you probably cheaper for about €10.
And are they were they wearable, Helen?
Oh, yeah. I wore my first one last week.
And did anyone remark?
I did wear it once. I did wear one before, and Debbie said, oh, yeah, I like that colour. I didn't say the jumper, it's just like the colour.
But so, you're saying even at the reduced price, they weren't worth it?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay. Did you try and email them? Try and get your money back? Try and...
Well, I actually emailed the company and they said, this is a mother and daughter company.
No, of course, yeah.
I can't remember when, in Galway.
Yeah, of course.
But I emailed and she did, I did get an answer back and said, yes, well, we are an Irish-based company, mm-hmm. but most of our business comes from China.
Ah. So, multinational.
Yeah.
Okay, stay there, Helen. Where's Mike? Mike.
Hi, good afternoon, John.
How are you, Mike? What did you buy?
Well, I didn't buy anything.
Oh, good man. I was
one of the lucky ones. When I saw the first ad, and it wasn't actually in the name of O'Connor's, but I can't remember the first time I saw it. Mm-hmm. But I liked the jacket, and I said, look, I might take a spin down. I'll find out where their shop is.
Oh.
And, of course, as soon as I went to check, I couldn't find the shop. So a few days passed by and I got on Facebook, to think I went on Facebook again. This time it was O'Connor's. And
O'Connor where? What county? End of a county.
It said Kildare.
Of course. That's one of the unique selling points. They put an Irish county after their initial name. So it's O'Connor, Kildare.
That's right.
Kira, Dublin, Doherty, okay, Shea, Dublin.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So when you say you drove to the shop, was there an address, Mike?
No, that was the whole point. So I never got there. I looked it up and couldn't find it. And I was quite suspicious at that stage, and I sort of dismissed it. And it was only when I heard the lady speak to you yesterday about Kira's that I said that this rings a bell. So I decided I'd give you a call. And I looked it up a couple of times since. In fact, yesterday evening, coincidentally, I had the same Facebook that came in again, O'Connor's Kildare. And the photograph of it is actually Kildare Village.
Wow.
Now, I looked up Kildare Village before. I looked up the alphabetical listing of the retailers there. And there was no O'Connor's. So the problem I have with this is, Joe, like the reduction is from €249.95 down to €79.95. It looks like you're saving €170.
Yeah,
and then look at other people that may be caught now buying inferior goods or whatever, you know.
And then your chances, people. I don't know how he gets stuff back to China. Through the system, and then apparently one of the images when you reverse screen grabbed in this Google app now, the image of Kildare is not actually Kildare, and I hate to break this now to the people of Kildare, it's actually a photograph of the most beautiful little village with a river and floral displays and old heritage buildings, and it's Colmar, don't know where it is, Colmar in France.
I've been there, actually.
Good luck. Hang on, Mike. Now, I want to continue with my inquiries, Mike.
it's just coincidence. Okay. I've been over. I can't think exactly. I've been over to motor racing in a place called Faux, which is in the south of France.
Okay.
And myself and my late wife, we would make a holiday of it. We would visit different places.
Oh,
we were definitely in Colmar. I can't tell you anything about it now. We were in so many different places.
And can you confirm that Colmar is not Kildare?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm lucky enough to have a son living in Kildare, as it happens. And the other coincidence is, my late wife's niece has a business in Kildare, and it is actually called Caris, but it's nothing to do
of
with
course,
the Caris.
Of course, that is the problem, dude. That, yeah, well, at least we can. The shop is in Kildare. Caris is a genuine shop in Kildare.
Yes.
But Mike,
I'm just wondering,
Mike and Martin, did the two of you buy the same jacket?
Well, I actually bought nothing.
In the end, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I will say is, I tell you, Joe, I know you've got to speak to the other chap there, but the thing that really looks genuine is, like, it's closing down tonight at 12:59 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been closing down for the last 3 weeks at 12:59 p.m., you know?
Well, you know why it's closing down? This is another one. This is Murray Dublin. Okay?
Okay.
Unfortunately, my husband and I, photographs, again, taken off some... website probably taken off without some property even paying for it. Unfortunately, my husband and I have decided to stop. Sad emoji. We are selling the latest collection of our handmade bags at 50% off. We have put so much time. Now, have you all got a tissue handy? We have put so much for tea or even a small violin. We have put so much time into making these bags and the customer service that goes with them. But unfortunately, running an online store is not as easy as, not nearly as easy as we thought. Substandard advertising, unsold inventory, and a depleted bank account have left us, sad verse, with no choice but to stop making handmade leather bags. Wow, for good. My family and I feel defeated that despite our best efforts, we cannot run this wonderful collection profitably. If you are still looking for a beautiful handmade leather bag made with love and craftsmanship, now is your chance to buy them at a fraction of the normal price. The collection will disappear in the next few weeks and possibly sooner, depending on how quickly we run out of stock. Take advantage of this opportunity while our handmade leather bags and handcrafted are still in stock. To get through stock faster, by the way, we also offer free shipping in whole Ireland. That's a bit of a giveaway, that phrase. To get through stock faster, we also offer free shipping. That's Murray Dublin. And they were closed. That's very sad. I'm very upset now reading that.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's terrible.
I just wanted to say this as well, Joe. When I couldn't find the shop, I decided I'd look up the label because I liked the photograph of the garment in question.
Yeah.
And I decided to look up the label and say, well, obviously, I'm sure you could buy it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it at all.
Wow. Yeah.
Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, Solomon. Yeah.
There's no label on it.
Okay, well. But anyway, little warning to people about it. So, who have I not got to yet? Does someone have to go to it? Oh, Liz Walsh.
Yes.
Kelly.
Hello, Joe.
How are you? Kelly Galway.
Yeah. Kelly Galway, Joe. Yeah.
And what did you order? What did you buy, Liz, or try and buy? You gone from me, Liz? Okay, back after this break. Joe at RT.A51551 text number. Thank you very much.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Breaking news. Christine, who was on yesterday, who started this discussion about Ciara Cork. Christine, you've got good news.
Well, yes, Joe, I received my first parcel. I received this little parcel that, in fairness now, fit through my letterbox, Joe.
Okay.
And in it was the dress that I had ordered.
The dress?
But no, Joe. Yeah. I would not have ordered this dress. Now, it might look fetching on you, Joe, but honest to God, this thing is so thin, it's kind of like a paper bag sort of thing. I couldn't tell you the material that's in it, and there is no label whatsoever on it. But it's just this long, flappy thing that it's just no resemblance to what I thought I was buying. Let's just put it that way. So,
and remind listeners, because again, the Ciara Cork website was so impressive. Remind listeners, Christine, what you thought you were buying.
Well, I thought I was buying this lovely kind of winter dress in a kind of a green colour, and it was below the knee and had these lovely pockets, and it just looked cosy, Joe. You know, it was for the winter, you know, and it was styled that way, to look that way on the photo. So, you know, I put in my first order and they sent me back a lovely email saying thank you for the order.
Yeah.
And give me 20% off the next order. So I thought, oh, gosh, wow, this is great. And the website was fantastic and off I went. And I ended up ordering four items.
And how much, much money did you part with?
About 200, I'd say, Joe. Oh.
So the first item has arrived. How much do you reckon it's worth?
The first item has arrived. I'd say maybe €7 in pennies.
Well, pennies are good quality now.
It is good quality, you know, but this
would
be
isn't.
At the lower end of it.
But yeah,
this
the one you have that was shoved to your letterbox.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, I mean... In
so was it
now,
was it worth the wait?
God, it surely wasn't, Joe. Are you joking me? I'd love to see you in it, Joe. I think you could look
easy,
smart in
easy.
It. Easy, you
know easy.
I mean?
Unless it's something from Amara Camping, I doubt it'd look any... Liz, stay there, Christine. Liz Walsh, Liz.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah,
how are you?
Okay, blue cotton jumper, what arrived?
Blue cotton jumper did arrive, Joe, but it was far too small.
Okay.
So I said, I have to return this.
Yeah.
So I got an email address, emailed them away, and they said to return it.
Yes.
And they'd be very happy to receive it. And as soon as they did, they'd give me a refund.
This is Kelly Galway. So said, Kelly Galway.
Kelly Galway.
Yes.
So I said, well, what's the address? You know, give me the address to return it. And it was... Downtown Dubai.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar from Air Square in Galway.
Exactly.
On closer
Galway
examination.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was grand. I parceled it up. Cost me another €8 or €8.50 or something, Joe, to send it back. Now, it was the colour I ordered. It was
the
jumper. But the quality wasn't great. But the fact is, it was way too small. So anyway, sent it back off and wasn't hearing anything from them. Like the other lady, they were saying, you'll give you a refund as soon as we get the refund back. Then I wasn't getting anything back, emailed them again, and they said that the jumper was damaged when they got it back. I said, no, I only tried it on, repackaged it, sent it off. That was fine. Another email to say then, no, I had sent it to the wrong address. I said, no, I sent it to the address you sent me, downtown Dubai. Then it was because I had sent it to the incorrect address that it was out of time. You know the way they give you, Joe, 14 days or something. And that it was out of time. So then they said that they'd give me, I can't honestly remember, 2 or 3% or something as a goodwill gesture.
Very generous.
So I said, no, I want my full refund back, €40 in my account, end of story. Haven't heard a thing since, Joe. No jumper, no money. But I tell you, I won't be ordering from them again now.
Okay, how much did you lose, by the way, for a finish?
I'd say, Joe, near enough, it must have cost me nearly, it was €40 for the jumper.
Yeah.
And then I think it was €8 or €8.50, something like that now in the post office.
That's gone.
Gone. Ah, gone, Joe. But when I heard the lady on yesterday about the dress, I'm delighted I just wanted to say, God, that sounds familiar to me. Do you know what I mean?
And as you said,
I was a long way.
Yeah, as you said, Liz, the return address was Dubai.
Dubai. Far away from
Where
Galway.
Would you get it? Where's the stay with us, Liz? Joe at RT.ie. Nullig.
Hello, Joe.
What name did you fall for her, Nullig? So to speak.
I fell for Fiona Dublin.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. And a lovely ring to it.
Yeah. Oh, like everyone thought it was buying an island.
Yeah.
And the stories are really overlapping. But the palaver I had trying to send it back. They were pretty clever about everything. But
okay. Tell us.
So I ordered this, we'll say, on the 8th of August. I was looking for this particular item. It was flagged as being tummy flattering, and I have a lot of tummy to flatter at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it looked good, good price, $39.99. Didn't arrive. It was supposed to arrive in a couple of days.
Okay.
Didn't arrive till the 27th of August. It was an awful, it was only a rag. You know, you could see through it. It was tiny. The material was so flimsy, and I wanted a wide sleeve. And I have a thing in my arm at the moment when I wanted to cover. It was just so. Anyway, I wasn't having this anyway. I wanted to return it. But in the meantime, since the day I ordered it, I immediately got an email asking me 20% off another purchase.
Of course.
So then the minute it arrived, I said, no, this is going back. And they replied to say they'd give me a refund of, I could keep it, and they'd give me a refund of 15%. And then
you,
I went back and
said, oh, you could keep it?
I could keep it.
And the refund would come to you in what corporeal shape? Would it be a voucher or real money,
well, no,
by any chance?
They didn't mention how. They just said you'd get a refund of 15%. They didn't mention how initially.
Yes.
And then I said, no, I want just all my money back, please.
Okay.
And then they came back with two options for me, a 30% refund or a gift card worth 60%. And I could still keep it because they kept going on about...
But the gift card had to be spent on their site.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of course, God, that's Fiona, yeah.
And
Fiona
that
Quinn.
It was very bad, Fiona Quinn, very hard for... very bad for the environment. They said to return things to Asia. I was like... Asia. So
all of a sudden,
then I felt really foolish. Jeez,
overall it sounds bad for the environment, doesn't it? The quality of the clothes, the journey it has to make from China.
Yeah. I know. It was, and I was kicking myself, to be honest. And then it was when, again, like a lot of your caller said, it was the lady yesterday said, oh, this sounds very, very familiar. Do you know? So yeah. I guess, you know, just like normally my husband says, don't ever buy anything online. There's some link you can put the website into.
Look
to
up
ensure
the address, said that is an actual location.
Good. Yeah. And but anyway, I said, look, just was only 40 quid. But eventually now, I told you research yesterday, I didn't actually get any money back.
Okay, well, you won't. And like, there's a lot of 40 quids knocking around, isn't there, Louise, for this or nothing for that company?
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of...
There is.
And yeah, they've great names. In your case, it was Fiona Quinn. Belief that they were dubbed. You mentioned two little things to me there. One, you said you wanted to cover up something on your arm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a pig line at the moment. I'm having cancer treatment at the moment. So that's why I was just buying an old cheap dress.
You have a permanent fixture on your arm for treatment. Is that it?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And how's fair play. And how's that going? How's it going?
My cancer recurred within months, which was very unfortunate. So I'm on my third line of treatment now, but it's very good. It's a new enough treatment. It's immunotherapy, and I'm not.
Wow.
It's not as toxic as the chemo.
Oh, brilliant!
But
brilliant.
I'm going to have a stem cell transplant in January.
Oh, magic! Hopefully.
Yeah. So
hopefully.
I know, please God, we'll see how that goes.
Well, that's I know what you're saying, Donny. But still, they're duping really good people who are buying stuff that they need. But anyway. Above all, best of luck in what's January's now, only 6-7 weeks away. Yeah.
Roll on. Have a great Christmas all together.
Yeah, and roll on the stem cell transplant. Roll on.
Yeah.
Okay, Nollick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks indeed. Thanks indeed. Louise.
Hello there.
How are you? Shay Dublin.
Dublin. Yeah, that's the one I got.
And what did they say? What did Shay say?
Yeah, well, I bought a jacket from them.
Yes.
About middle of July, and I, like everyone else, has thought it was local. I sort of consciously wouldn't buy something from too far away, just for my carbon footprint. But anyway, I bought it, and then it took some time. Like the lady said yesterday, it wasn't coming, so I was starting to get a little bit suspicious.
Mm.
And when I looked into it, when I went back to my order on my email, I could see it was legitimate, but that's when I realized it's from China.
Okay.
So, I say legitimate, I don't know if it was, but
yeah,
I then
yeah.
realised from China. So anyway, I wrote to them and said, the package hasn't arrived yet, but if and when it does, I don't want it because I wouldn't ever knowingly buy from China.
Okay.
I don't want to make a big footprint.
Yeah.
And they wrote back to me to say, well, you can return it at your own cost, and I'm quite sure it would cost a lot of money to get back to China, or they would give me 15%. So I... accepted the 15%.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have actually got it back, but just say this was back in July.
They would put
50% I think I was on it at the time.
Back into your account.
But I think so. Maybe not. And I'll certainly check after this call, but maybe not. But anyway, when it did actually come, like everyone else, it's really bad, bad quality. And it's just a shame that, you know, they're appealing to people who are probably a little bit more conscious about where they're buying from. So I did say to them, it was false advertising. And they said to me that they plant a tree for every X amount of orders that they get. It's good that people are being aware. You know, even today I went on to the latest one on Facebook, Aidan's Kildare, and a lot of the reviews were very negative, you know, saying either that they hadn't received or the quality was bad. People need to become
and then
a
they keep you going.
Aware.
They say 15% refund. I will give you a voucher for 60% off your next purchase. So they're keeping you in the loop.
Yeah, reeling you in all the time. Yeah.
Okay, let's keep warning people. Thanks indeed, Louise. Where's Liz Dwan? Liz. Come in, Liz.
Liz here.
I named the company. Give me the name. Make it something Cork, Galway, Roscommon. What was it? Oh, what were they called?
Kelly Galway.
Oh, Kelly Galway. Kelly, sorry. It's Kelly.
Yeah. $39.95. Looked fab in the pictures. And arrived a couple of days later, no, a couple of weeks later, actually, in a very small plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon it'll fit that man's shih tzu if you want to put me in touch with him.
Fit the other leg anyway. Or the two back
it
legs.
Was tiny, yeah. It was a size medium, but obviously came from China, which I didn't know. Won't be ordering again from any of those Facebook sites, but learned a lesson.
But like, how much did it get off you?
$39.95.
But they still have that.
Do you know they have it? And I have to say the material is lovely. It's a good quality, but it would fit. A small dog.
Yeah, but it's not what you want. It's not what you want. You've no use for it.
No use for it.
But they've used for your €40. It's all adding up, isn't it?
Yes, well, I mean, you're speaking to a handful of people, I guess, who got into this position, and you imagine that's multiplied.
Exactly. I'm looking at it. I think it's a lot of people, unfortunately. Okay, Liz. Yeah. By the way, do you have a Shih Tzu? Because the Shih Tzu that was on the program earlier.
I don't.
Heidi.
I have a very large Cocker Spaniel, but it won't fit him.
And what's your Cocker Spaniel called?
Ollie.
Okay. Why is it called Ollie? Why not the Jew?
Just thought it's kind of a cute name.
Yeah, it is lovely. Okay, Ollie. Thanks indeed, Liz Dwan. Eddie Murphy. Eddie in Mayo.
Hello, Joe. How
it almost goes without saying, but say it anyway, because it is important, obviously.
It's Eddie Murphy Menswear, Ballyhaunas, and open every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday till 10.
Keep going. Go on.
Joe, I'll tell you what. It's our celebration. We're celebrating our 30 years open this Friday.
Right.
And the point I want to make today is we love to see customers coming in to our bricks and mortar shops in Ballyhaunas and Athlone.
Here.
And that's what it's about. It's about, do you buy much online? You mind me asking?
Bits of stationery betimes, or art material.
Would you buy your suit online, Joe?
Oh, no. And by the way, for art materials, you won't be Price, K&M Evans and Mary's Abbey in Dublin. And for books, you won't beat any of our wonderful bookshops around the country. And great service and great Hodges Figures, Easons in Nassau Street. Nanny, hello, everybody there. Great shops. But anyway, Eddie, you're saying please try and shop local.
Shop in your high street. Yeah. Bricks and mortar. We're in Ballyhaunas and Athlone. And we open, by the way, on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday nights to facilitate our customers with free parking, open till 10 o'clock at night. Where would you get it?
Great. And are you feeling the pressure?
You get out of life what you put into it. And we work very, very hard.
Yeah.
We're third generation. My son is taking over the business now. Eddie Jr.
Mm-hmm.
We're well known around the Mayo, Gaul, Roscommon and Sligo area, and everybody knows the line on local radios. Eddie Murphy Menswear, open every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday till 10. I get loads of stick over that.
How do you manage Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday till 10?
We have 16 staff.
Okay.
Men's. It's probably one of the biggest menswear shops in the West of Ireland per square foot. We're very, very proud of.
But would you not get more footfall if you opened Wednesday, Thursday, okay, Friday till 10.
Yeah. We do, no, sorry, excuse me. No, we started off on a Tuesday night from demand. We have a lot of factories in Ballyhoss. When people are working, but if I was open on a Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday and you wanted to get your suit, wouldn't you love to be able to hop into anybody?
That's a very good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, hold on a second. I remember one time advertising something like this, mixing the whole country starts doing it. Just to try and tell the cost of the shops out there, no, there's no business at night time, but I can assure you there is.
Oh, well done. Well
give the customer the service and they'll be there.
And you say many staff, did you say? Many families, I'm thinking.
We've 16 staff over Ballyhorn Snackdown in menswear.
Well done. Well done, Eddie.
We're very fortunate.
Okay, what was the name of the shop again, Eddie? I didn't catch it.
Eddie Murphy Menswear, Ballyhorn Snackdown, open every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday till 10. And Joe, I really appreciate the shout out.
Okay, well done, and to all small business as well. Well, keep going. Joe with RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Jean McCabe has contacted us from Willow Boutique and she's also involved in Retail Excellence Ireland. Jean, are there any simple tips we can give people to avoid this carry-on?
Yeah, there's loads of things to look out for when you are shopping online. You know, check the URL matches the business name would be one of them. Watch out for subtle misspellings, like they might put up www.amazon2z.com. And also just watch out to make sure they actually have a physical address and check Google Maps is always a good source to reassure yourself. But I think the overall message, Joe, is buy local online and in store. Go down your main high street, visit your local town or village, get into your local city and shop from people that you know are reliable and that you will get good service and good quality product. And you can still get good value as well.
And I'm also thinking, if you look at it, and what's coming up this week, Black Friday, is it? And the pressure on people is going to be so heavy. The ads, Amazon, the same day delivery is coming to Ireland soon. The pressure on small business must be existential, is it, at this stage?
It's certainly a challenge for a lot of SMEs and a lot of retailers at the moment. But look, we've always been a resilient sector and we're rising to the challenge. And look, it's all about, for us, it's all about delivering good service, good product curation and providing something a little bit more special than what you will buy from the large conglomerates online. I think it's very important as well to understand, you know, everyone cribs about seeing a door close after the fact. And I think it's important that consumers have a think about where they're shopping and where they're supporting, and to send money abroad outside of Ireland certainly doesn't help anyone in our local economy. So it's about buying local, and if buying in your local town or city doesn't suit your lifestyle, buy online for them. Nearly every small SME now has an online store.
One of the political diaries there this morning, somebody saying cost of living seems to be coming up, as they say, on the doorsteps. The cost of living crisis, as it did in America, by the way, the cost of living crisis, people are feeling the pinch. So they will jump at a bargain. At a so-called bargain.
Yeah, that's it. And look, it's all about it's quality over quantity. And there is still great value there for Irish retailers and in Irish retail, and certainly more quality than you will buy from any of those offers you see online. And certainly what I would say is if the price seems too good to be true, it more than likely is. So don't be duped
Who was on a different programme this morning? They were talking about a shopping centre in South Dublin. It's not Dundrum, obviously. That's half empty at this stage.
Is
the main street, as we know it now, which is probably the local mall, are they in trouble?
Certainly some areas certain areas of retail are finding it tough at the moment, more so down to the cost of doing business and the increases that the sector has seen over the last number of years. And it is a challenge for many. But as your other listener there, Eddie Murphy, said, you know, they work hard and they work hard to look after their customer in any way they can touch base with them. And there's an amazing array of local Irish boutiques and stores scattered around the country that do a really good job at what they do. And customers do flock.
But I thought people might, as someone has said, would a man buy a suit on a website? But there's certain things that people will not buy on websites. It seems there isn't.
every consumer is different, and you're seeing a different generation coming through now, and how habits change. But I think we one thing we can say that is cross-generational is no one wants to see any more vacant units on the main street or the high street, and there's only one way that will keep those doors open, and is making sure that consumers are conscious of walking in and supporting those businesses and buying Irish and supporting local.
And a lot of these places won't even have a phone number you can ring. As you say, even an IP address, even any type of address. Ronan Murphy, thanks, Jean. That's Jean McCabe, Retail Excellence. Ronan Murphy, I know you're involved in cyber security. What tips would you give, Ronan?
Yeah, look, Joe, the rise of counterfeit websites poses a relatively significant threat, I think, to online shoppers. And these fraudulent websites, they're typically, in a very good way, mimic legitimate types of e-commerce.
All of these are exceptionally good. Any Ciara Kildare, Fiona Dublin, Kelly Galway, they're extraordinarily competent websites. And you find it very hard to find any disjointed language. The only bit of disjointed English I found was in the Murray Dublin, who they say were shutting down because of terrible. To get through stock faster, we also offer free shipping in whole Ireland. That's a little bit of a translation, I think.
It is. I mean, look, these are exceptionally good at tricking unsuspecting consumers into. Yeah. Providing either their sensitive personal information or their financial information. I think the best case scenario is that you get substandard goods. The worst case scenario is that you don't get any goods have your financial information compromised. So,
that's true. You know, good point.
Yeah, people have to be really careful and protect themselves when they're shopping online. They have to kind of exercise caution, verify the authenticity of the websites. And, you know, like Jean just said, look at the URL, make sure you've got HTTPS. And probably the most simple thing to do is that if you're not familiar with the website, just do a quick Trustpilot or Google review.
Yeah, there's lots.
And like the sites you've just mentioned, right? If you just type into Trustpilot, put in the names of those sites, you'll see a whole pile of reviews talking about
how the
experience. Yeah, what people's experience with them has been, you know.
People don't know what a URL is, and they probably find it difficult to locate it, even if it was there. But Trustpilot, those, and even Google the name of the company, and it'll come
exactly,
up.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So with your researcher earlier, Joe, just for context, we looked at a few of these websites. We went into Trustpilot, and each of the sites that we were reviewing had, you know, tons of reviews in there.
Yeah.
And it became very apparent very quickly that this is not a company you either want to share your financial information with, your personal information with, or that you want to buy something from. And that takes 15 seconds to do. So I'd highly encourage everybody to do that. And, you know, Jean said at the moment, God, she's dead right. If it looks too good to be true, then it more than likely is.
Okay. Ronan Murphy, thanks indeed. It's Ronan Murphy from he's involved in cybersecurity. Joe at RT.ie, 51551 is the text.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
It was exactly this time yesterday during an outbreak. I was reading headlines, and coming in was two swimmers missing. Off Salt Hill, and little did we know that one of them would be the legendary Johnny Doohan, and hopefully, I know hope is fading, but hopefully the second swimmer is located safely. But Johnny Doohan, I think a lot of people are still in shock, and little did we know, Frank Greeley, a lot of people know Frank from Liveline, involved in running and various other, but Frank, you're a good friend of Johnny's. And
I was indeed, Joe, yes.
And when were you talking to him last?
I was talking to him on Tuesday, and we were supposed to be going for a walk at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning from Salt Hill to the Cladda. I was going to be writing a feature for him for Irish Music Magazine for their yearbook, and I'd written a good few pieces in the past about him, and we were delighted to reconnect and going for that walk together at... He liked to go out in the early morning, you know.
And would he walk? Where would he walk to, Frank?
Johnny would walk to the Cladda and probably go to Mass there in the Cladda. And other mornings, Johnny was a very early riser. He got up about 4:30 every morning or 5 o'clock. Okay. And he wrote, and then he usually went down to the Silver Strand in Barna, where, near where he lived. And he'd sit on a rock there for a half an hour's contemplation. And some mornings he'd swim. And he was very early and always in that creative mode as well, you know.
So he said, would he have sat on the same rock every day, Frank?
Same rock. I have a photograph of him sitting on the same rock.
And then from that rock he might walk in and have a swim.
Yeah, afterwards. Yeah, some mornings he'd just go down for the walk. Yeah. And 2 years ago I wrote a feature for the RTÉ Guide. It was a walking for wellness series. And I have a photograph of him actually sitting on that rock. And, you know, he was in great form. His son had been in a bad accident there about a year ago and was just turning the corner on it. And life was good, and he said he had lots to tell me. So you never know what's around the bend, Joe. You know, I'll still do that walk tomorrow morning myself.
Will you? Yeah, OK. In memory of Johnny. But, we don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened. It's so tragic. And you know the thing, Joe, you're talking to somebody and suddenly... I was out here in Rinvine House in Connemara last night, and I just put on the phone, and I saw this come up, and I thought, you know the way things are on social media, you don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
And I was hoping against hope until I went on to RIP.ie.
I'm reading that article you wrote. It's an excellent piece in the Guardian. But you say he was big into fitness, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny was, yeah. He told me, I think, in that piece, he regularly did 20,000 steps a day. He walked 3 times a day.
Yeah.
But he felt like, he said, like, he realised somewhere he read that Wordsworth did that, and Dante, they were big into the outdoors, you know. And Johnny was such a creative spirit, you know, and such a wonderful, lovely, lovely man, great family man. And, you know, he had done lovely things there, not too distant past, like climbing Diamond Hill and Carron Thule with the family, you know, and he was so steeped in family and just such a wonderful spirit, as well as a great songwriter and singer.
And you have an incredible story here, Frank, of the late Johnny Doohan walking in the woods, and an inspiration. He was very well read, as you know, Dante, among others, as you mentioned. But he said one day to you, he said, one day when I was walking through Barna Woods, I came across a fallen tree. And I wrote a song that a fan, Marta Kjelling from Norway, became so drawn to that she's travelled to Galway with her husband in 2018 to hear me sing in a concert and to visit the site with me in Barna Woods, where the tree that gave rise to the lyric fell. Isn't that incredible? The effect.
And I have a photograph of Johnny standing with that tree, actually. When we did it, we got some photographs at the time. And he said, you know, the song he wrote for her, like, it was absolutely, like everything else he ever wrote, there was such beauty in it, you know.
And he said, Marta subsequently died from a respiratory illness on June the 3rd, 2020. And from then I wrote another song that I dedicated to, he obviously became very close to his family, Johnny. I dedicated to Martha's children, Daniel and Yomas, and to all who died from a similar illness in 2020 and their followers and their families. And he wrote songs, Christy, obviously, Mary Black recorded them, Ronnie Drew, Eleanor Shanley, Dolores Keane, I'm sure Mary Coughlin all recorded the great work. And I say
they all recorded. Eleanor Shanley put a great stamp on Don't Give Up Till It's Over, you know. That was one of her special songs.
But there is a great community of, when you think of all our brilliant singers, including Johnny and songwriters, and Mary Coughlin, and Christy, and Eleanor, and there's the list goes on of those in the.
Luke Kelly gone 40 years this year, you know.
Yeah.
Ronnie Drew would have been 90. We were celebrating at the Remembrance Run of the Phoenix Park only on Sunday, celebrating those great spirits, you know. And we were playing Don't Give Up Till It's Over up in the park on Sunday as well.
Okay. Well, let's hear some of Johnny's music. Remember, he started, the first time I came across him, Frank, was with the wonderful, they were a rock band, it was Granny's Intentions.
Yeah.
Do you remember
that's
them?
That's right, yeah. Yeah,
Johnny was
he
only...
really came full circle after those early days, you know.
Spend 8 hours a day in a tomb. Those hours went so slow. Two of them go. David wrote poems in the afternoon.
Frank, it's hard to believe, Johnny Doone, that was 60 years ago when he was the lead singer with Granny's Intentions. He was 15 when he started as lead singer with Granny's Intentions. Christy Moore described Johnny as one...
He was with Phil Lynott and Gary Moore. And
one of our greatest songwriters, Ronnie Drew, one of my favourite songwriters. He's written 3 or 4 books. I know I read The Voyage. I know I read that one because it was mesmeric.
Yeah, there's a fabulous book with all these lyrics called Into the Light as well. Yeah.
And Johnny's... Sylvia Simmons, who was the author of Leonard Cohen's biography, I'm Your Man, having read part one of Johnny Doone's autobiography, There Is a Time, she stated that when I started to read, I couldn't put it down. After reading a chapter... from part two, The Voyage, the author and broadcaster Owen Harris wrote, I read it over a cup of coffee that went cold as I could not stop to sip. What a talented, talented man.
Oh, I know that feeling when you're going to read something about Johnny, and he did some lovely columns in the Sunday Independent from time to time as well.
Yeah.
He had a podcast series from my songs from myself.
Okay, Songs from Myself, okay.
That was a podcast series he was doing, yeah.
And such a fit, healthy, positive, a spiritual man, obviously, Frank. Same rock
very
every
spiritual
day.
Yeah.
Contemplation,
he said
going to
after,
Mass.
having some rocky times in his life, he came back to religion. You know, he came back to spirituality and religion. He was a pretty regular mass goer, you know, and had great faith.
And we knew him. The reason, well, from Johnny coming in and out, and unfortunately, COVID turned everything upside down for not just magicians making a livelihood, but even coming in and out of this building. It's a different world since COVID, unfortunately, and because of COVID. But Johnny was forever, and I mean this in a good way, he was forever checking us and reminding us to play Irish singers and Irish musicians and Irish songwriters. The Lowers King, Sean King, the list.
I know he was.
God rest him. How will you remember him, Frank?
Well, I'll remember him tomorrow morning. I'll walk that walk we were supposed to do together, you know?
Yeah.
And I was singing a song on Sunday for one of my own in the park at the Remembrance Run for my brother, and it had a line on it, you know, about that we never know what's round the bend. Mm-hmm. And the last time our three words most poignant, Con Houlihan used to say that, and we never know what's round the bend. And I remember him in a really, really fond way, because when we didn't meet that often, but when we did, we had great conversations. And he was a fabulous, really dear and dedicated friend for many years, you know.
Well said. And it sounds like...
And my thoughts now go to Maureen and the family. And, you know, it's such a tragic... He was so full of enthusiasm the other day when I was talking to him on Tuesday and said, geez, we're going to meet. I have lots to tell you. And that's the way I like to remember him, you know.
And I'm also thinking, as you are, Frank, of that... As I said earlier, that other young woman that's missing still.
Absolutely, like and the mystery behind it all now as well. I was on my way out here to Rinvoy House on Monday, and there was fog coming in all over Galway as we came out. And yet, when you came out into further Connemara, the fog had lifted. But I believe there was very heavy fog. Galway was shrouded in fog there the last couple of days. So I don't know whether had any impact on tides or anything.
Well, if the fog, anything like the fog in Dublin this morning at 7 o'clock on the north side, you couldn't see at Ballymount, you couldn't see the hand. So it was, we're not getting...
you never know what's round the bin, so they make the best of every day, I suppose. Johnny definitely made the best of every day because he was up before dawn every single day. And he was always writing, always composing, and always, you know, reaching out. He was a great man, supporter of the underdog, and he had a great heart, you know.
And in the final two lines of The Voyage, which, as I think Duffy was reminding me earlier, must be sung at every wedding in Ireland, and sorry, way beyond Ireland at this stage, millions of times. But the last words from... Johnny's classic, a song that will live on for generations, and God rest him. Johnny wrote, "Our true destinations, not marked on any charts, we're navigating to the shores of the heart."
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. William Irwin is in Castlebar. You're a master. If you're a master, you're a master craftsman.
Thank you, Joe.
But you say, William, that online has helped you. How?
Well, sometimes people have an idea of what size they are. And when it comes to picking the size online, it's nothing like what they are. So it's measuring tape is the answer to anything. So that's why I've rescued a lot of people. But most of the time, I do well when people buy it too big, but not too small.
So you fix things.
Well, I can, Joe. Yes. But most people will get it done once. And when they come back to me looking for another one, they come and I deal with them directly. They don't go online anymore. They've learned their lesson once.
You're a travelling tailor. What does that mean, William?
That's correct. Well, I mean, I go to their houses. And I see their mannerism. They're not dressed up to come into town to get something. They're in what they are comfortable in. And most men just like to go one place and get it solved. Ladies like the opposite. So, and that's what I do. You know, I make people comfortable in their own place. So it doesn't create all... There's a lot of men I come in... Get their measurements, and their decision maker then is there to make the decision on what colour and what style they would like on them.
And so, but when people are made to measure bespoke, they think it's expensive, William.
Yeah, but look at the benefit first. Look at the benefit. It always fits you. And then I service that. I look after that garment for the rest of his life.
Okay.
In other words, if they put on weight, I can let it out. Mm-hmm. If there's an extreme situation, I can maybe get a panel of fabric that can replace it.
Okay.
And I have replaced a gentleman's a grandson's suit, his grandfather's suit, and tailored to his size. So it's all there to do. You don't have to buy something new and every week or every year. Something lasts. You know, a smart suit in a man is a smart suit in a man. If it looks well and is cared for.
And do you have clients that you keep going back to, William?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes.
They keep going
back. There was a certain gentleman that I would have dressed maybe 30 years ago. And he got a suit off me recently, and the only difference was 1 inch difference in the waist.
Wow.
He had improved. So his wife said she always fed him the same thing, and that's the reason.
That's some achievement. That's some achievement.
True. That's
Let me
true,
say yes. say with us with another shop that's in this whole area that people are having difficulty with. It's called, we've called Kelly Galway and Fiona Dublin and Kira Cork and Margie Slattery.
Hello.
What's the first name they use? The Christian name?
Aidan's in Kildare.
Oh, Kildare, of course.
Yeah. And so I was just wondering, did any of your listeners hear of Aidan's in Kildare?
Well, you did.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
Well, I seen this quote online, and as I was saying to your researcher, I don't know how to order online, so I got my son to order it for me.
Yeah, fine.
And he paid for it with his bank card. And anyway, it did arrive and after about a week, but it wasn't a bit like the quote that was in the picture that I ordered. And the material was completely different, and the buttonholes and the buttons didn't match up like that. When you buttoned it up, it was puckery in the front.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And how much did you spend, Margie?
$44.95. And they said it was $149.
So you saved, $105.
Well, I thought I was getting the bargain. Yeah,
I know.
And they said they were closing down, that they were leaving Ireland. So I thought it was a shop like.
Yeah.
So,
and when you go back to bricks and mortar shops, real shops?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I don't usually, because I can't order online, so I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. But it's just...
I had
to pay my son the money. So he emailed him back then, and they sent me back an email. Or I said I have something else out of the shop, but I'd have to pay for the postage.
Well, good luck.
For the postage.
So it becomes
So he texted him back again then, and he said, no, I'd rather have a refund and back to the source where the money was sent from his bank.
Like, okay.
But never heard anything back then after that. No.
Shane Gallagher, Aidan Kildare. Does that ring a bell?
Good to talk to Joe. The very same experience as that lady Margaret was down there a second ago. So my wife was online just browsing through as you do and came across this beautiful jacket. It looks like something you see in McGee's, and they go, oh, really, it's so nice. And she liked it so much, she actually bought two. There's a gorgeous red one and a beautiful, chunky green one. And it was €105 entirely for the two of them.
Yeah.
So we put the order in, and we're living in Carlow. Kildare is literally up the road from us. So we thought we were sort of shopping locally, nearly, to be honest. And even the website has got a Google pin drop to say Kildare. So we thought this looked really good to us, but... No, we waited for about 3.5-4 weeks, and eventually what showed up was from China in a very narrow bag. And the material, to be honest, I can't get my wife to put it on, it looks so bad, to be honest. It's like something you see from a snooker table, like the felt on the top of a snooker table is that thin and flimsy. It doesn't at all compare with pictures. And the same experience that Margaret has as well, that we've sent a few emails to the lady and she's been trying to put us off, but and not prepared to give us a refund, even though the website said a 30-day refund was guaranteed. And she wants to send me out another packet of the same thing again. So it's I'm just really glad, Joe, that you raised this issue on 9 so that people can be aware. Absolutely, and thanks for that.
Let's just say with the shanks. William, where do you source... Where does fabric, men's suit fabric, come from these days?
Well, I know in Ireland alone, most of the fabrics that hand-woven tweed will come from Donegal because there are some weavers there, but very few. The north of England has produced a lot more fabrics than it used to. Some of the weaves up there, some of the mills up there are doing excellent work at the moment. But some of the fabrics that have been kind of distributed maybe in the last five or 6 years have come from North Africa, and they're not what you would call an Irish weight. Well, that would be kind of a trade name. But what it means is that the fabric is woven the same way, but the temperature that it's woven in is just much more drier.
Okay.
And texture is just wrong, so it hasn't sold. So, and they're now, I'd say, in the north of England have a strong build up of it. I don't know what the weaving is, but I know in Donegal the hand woven is the only thing being woven at the moment.
Okay.
But there's a lot of smaller companies coming through.
Whether it expands, I don't know. Long may they survive. Thanks indeed, William.
Yeah.
We have an on sound today, Niall McMonagall. Sean O'Gorman produce, and Ray Darcy is next. Shane Galvin's the BCO. And to finish, we have Johnny Doone, that song that was mentioned earlier that he wrote in Barna Woods, and it's called The Fallen Tree, with the late great Johnny Doone. May he rest in peace.
Oh, the pathway, the narrow pathway up the slope in the winter wood was blocked to me by a tall tree that had fallen in the way. And as I wound around the sorry ground where the roots had come undone, in the high winds, the stormy winds that had blown all night till day, I saw the birthplace of that tree, where the seed had sown unnaturally on a shelf of solid rock, where the full roots couldn't lock. How on earth did it ever grow such a long, long time ago?
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colours and designs in curtains and bedding, in store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815 or send your WhatsApp voice notes to 087 484 8888.